The Atlantic Access Podcast is a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca.
Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Awesome songs performed by Atlantic Canada's finest recording artists. Now your host, Terry Parker.
And hello, welcome to episode number 213, featuring the brand new album from Morris O'Coyne. It's called Doing It. Morris is a Halifax-based recording artist that has been a staple on the music scene there and in Nova Scotia in particular, pretty much since the late 70s and early 80s. When it comes to writing, Morris approaches it like a craftsman. When it comes to recording, he approaches it more like an entertainer. And when it comes to releasing new music, he approaches it like a true marketer. Indeed, being an independent artist on the East Coast, he pretty much have to nail how to do all three very well. This is his solo debut, and so many accolades coming Morris's way, and you'll see why. He is also a brilliant conversationalist with a lot to say, and we'll get to that too. Bonus tracks this week are from Laura Ray and Our Son from the Doing It album from Morris O'Coyne. The title song gets us underway at Atlantic Access.
You've been doing wrong. summer of 17.
Atlantic Access, we're featuring the music and talents of Morris O'Coin and the new album. It's called Doing It. And we just heard the title song along with the Summer of 17. Morris is joining us. How you doing, man?
Hey, excellent. You're doing great.
Are you excited about this?
Yeah, it's been quite a process. I guess I'm in the midst of excitement. It was a bit of a build-up to get it out, and now it's almost like anticlimactic, you know, now that it's out. It's like, you know, you spend your whole life raising your child, and then you send it into the world for its first day of school, and it's almost like, well, what do you do now, right? So you just wait to see if you did a good job.
Wow, all your life. You know, from what I've read, that goes all the way back to 79, as far as your music self is concerned. That's a long time to prep for an album.
Well, yeah, it's my first solo effort. I have a band called the Persuaders. We're a pretty venerable group here out of Halifax, and I've had that band going since 89, so we're looking at 35 years for that band, and we've released a couple of albums and an EP and whatnot, but this is truly my first solo effort. I wouldn't say it's a life's worth of work, but actually a lot of the album is written on my life's experience, and these songs couldn't have been written by a 20-year-old.
It's a fantastic album. It's got a really, really cool vibe. You know, kind of feels like summer a little bit.
Yeah, I've explained to people when they ask, what's the album like? I said, well, you know, it's hard to define the genre, because all the songs are, you know, every single song is different. There's a blues song, there's a country song, there's a pop song, there's a rock song. But I think the glue or whatever ties the whole thing together, other than obviously is the talents of my producer, Tim Keswick. Side one is more of an album, of the album is more of the trials and tribulations of going through life as an artist. And side two is more of the celebration of your personal successes. And, you know, so it's an uplifting. And I'm very proud of it. There's some great co-writers, some great musicians around the album, and it all came together to make it a cohesive project. That was very difficult, to take 10 so remarkably different songs and actually make them sound like they all belong in one album. I was really worried we wouldn't be able to do that, but Tim Keswick, once again, he's a total genius at what he does, and he was the guiding light through the whole thing.
from the time you decided, okay, it's time to do this, we're going to go, we need to write some songs, what was the timeline like?
Most of the songs have pretty much been written. Not most of them. Yeah, there was two or three of them that hadn't even been imagined when the album started. But basically, the album, most of the material had been gathered up. I've been writing it for the last several years. A lot of it with my co-writing partner, Randy Turner. It was in 2018 or so is when we started taking it serious. Next thing you know, we're 4 and 5 songs deep in the songwriting. So, Randy, I think we should make a record sometime. You know, and Steve McCall, another great friend of mine, we wrote a song together.
The first emphasis, certainly the first video that came out in advance of the album, the song Dreams.
Co-wrote that with Steve McCall, and it wasn't the song we got together to write. And we ended up writing a piece of a song that he had, and I caught up on it, and we ran with it. And the video was shot last fall. It was just kind of funny, because if you see the video and you watch closely, I'm not even strumming the guitar anywhere near the way it is on the record, because at the time, the song hadn't been recorded yet, and Tim took quite a few liberties with the arrangement. There's a few parts of the song, it's like I'm strumming away, and there's no guitar. And it was poignant for me because it was a church, and one of the local residents had the imagination to turn into a private home, and they actually cut the church into 7 pieces. They sold the property for further development, and they boarded it up. What was so neat about it was there was this great big sign that says "No Trespassing," and you can plainly tell it was a church. And there's just something creepy about seeing a church with a no trespassing sign that's all boarded up. It just seems so wrong.
We're talking with Morris O'Coin, and from his album Doing It, here's Dreams on Atlantic Access.
Are you going somewhere with your hand on the door? Are you missing the love and leaving for more? With your eyes to the sky and your feet on the floor, wear your heart on your sleeve, 'cause that's what it's for. But you go be you, I will be me, both of us free. Well, you were my queen, I was your king, and no one believes anymore in dreams. Have you made up your mind? Or are we walking away? Have you taken the time to be well in your life and true to yourself at the end of the day? But you go, I will be me, both of us free. For you were my queen, I was your king. No one believes anymore in dreams. Anymore in dreams. Oh.
This week on Atlantic Access, we're talking with Morris O'Coin and hearing tunes from his brand new album. It's called Doing It. Turns out it's his debut solo album after so many years, but sounds fantastic. And we just heard the song, And I'll Be There. And so I'll turn it over to you, Morris. You know, what does that song mean to you? How do you explain it?
That song was probably the last song I expected to see on this album. In fact, when I was introduced, well, how I got to know to meet Tim in the first place, I had a radio show myself that I started during the pandemic. One of my very first guests was Shane Moore, and he had just put out an album, but I ran into my father, had some health issues, and we were going to go down together because he's very good friends with Shane. And Shane got sick, and he passed away a short time later. It was all at the beginning of 2023. It was a very bad start to the year.
Jeez.
And Tim took it very hard because he were very good friends as well. The three of us actually weren't. It was a really odd time, but anyway, so in the rush of the moment, I had planned to record some of the tracks on the album that were kind of the quirkier ones, and he's a bit of a quirky producer, but he was just the guy I knew I needed. But we never even got to those songs yet, and he had already heard the song he targeted. I said, you know, that was just a little demo I made like a long time ago, and he says, it's a wonderful song. And I have a couple other friends of mine who liked it. And I was just like kind of embarrassed because I thought it was kind of contrived or something. But he said, no, I think this is one of your strongest songs. So I said, okay, so let it go. And I threw it to the wind and he sent that back. Well, what happened? It was never really intended to be a single, but it was the first finished song that he managed to do on my project. And as Shane was fading, we realized that the song was so poignant in the situation with Shane, and it was a spiritual song about I guess what the courage of meeting your maker is basically what the song is about.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be this gem, and he gave me the thumbs up.
Once again, the name of the song is And I'll Be There, and that's a very powerful perspective from the Doing It album for Morris O'Coyne. And so where do we go from here, Morris? The album is out. So what's next?
My direction from watching the activities of Lisa Richard, the girls, especially Tara Spencer, Leona Berkey, those three ladies right there, they're all independent for a little while. And it just seemed like, and then with Shane and my dad, and so the whole year was like, it was just a big black cloud. We held off. I wanted to be released well into 2024 so I could make sure it says 2024 on the back of the album.
So Tim Feswick, a well-known producer that might resonate with some folks, he's been on the liner notes for Crash Test Dummies, among others, and that's quite a story you tell about him, you know, working mainly in Mexico and you being up here and everything like that.
He's from Nova Scotia originally. He has Rest, Relax, Record. That's okay. His moniker for his studio down there.
Excellent.
Anybody wants to go to Mexico to record an album in beautiful weather and sit on the beach and write your songs and maybe shoot a video.
And we're going to dive into one of the funnest songs on the album, One Foot in the Hammock.
I was actually inspired by Costa Rica. 12 of us went to Costa Rica as a trip for the ages, and we got back, and Shane had just gotten back from Mexico to do his album, actually. There's not a word of a lie in that song. It's my Margaritaville, we'll call it. It's one of my most popular songs to play live, because the whole audience chants along with me.
Oh, man, it's going to be an anthem this summer for sure. Here it is.
It's
Morris O'Coyne from the Feel Good album, Doing It. Here's the song, One Foot in the Hammock on Atlantic Access.
One foot in the hammock and one foot in the sand, soaking up the beauty of this wondrous sunny land. Oh, set yourself free.
Set yourself free. Here we go.
Atlantic Access Podcast is a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. It's always a thrill to hear the stories behind the music that you hear on Atlantic Access. It's also very exciting to be able to tap into some fresh new sounds and some new talent. Our two bonus track artists this week are seeing their stock rise quickly. Rising stars here on the East Coast, but they do mark a nice progression from one song to the next. We're going to hear from Laura Ray, independent pop rock artist, and the new song Nothing Lasts Forever is coming up. Right now, this is Our Son with a moody new tune called The Artist's Way, now on Atlantic Access.
Let's
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.